George starts his Christmas vacation on Monday. And understand you're going to visit some family.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that earlier in the show. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of your family members, I guess.
Oh, is it my brother from Minnesota?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I just know that they want to work out some vacation plans. So I'll just let you talk to your kinfolk.
Okay, this is exciting. Hello?
Hey, Jub Jub, remember me? It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
You know, I really don't have a cousin named Elmer Wayne.
Oh, I know. You still trying to deny your kin, aren't you? Yeah, you pretend you're from fancy stock now, don't you?
Well, I don't know about that, but I just don't have a...
You don't want people to know that, woohoo, I am country!
No, I don't mind that so much. I just don't remember ever meeting you or seeing you or knowing about
right,
you.
Right, right. You remember me. I was the one who taught you how to tuck your thing between your legs and take Polaroids and look like you're a girl.
What? I've never done that, sir.
Back when you didn't have internet access or magazine access, you had to make your own, boy.
God.
That's gross, and I don't remember that.
Hey, listen. Jub, Jub, I heard you talking on the old shortwave about your vacay.
Yeah?
And you mentioned visiting your brother and your other brother and your sister.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you mention that you're going to visit your old cousin Elmer Wayne?
Because I don't think I am. I don't know where you live, and I don't... Yeah, you're just not a part of my plans.
Hey, you, I expect you to come driving up my dirt road any day on vacation. We're looking forward to it. I told the kids about you and everything.
Hmm, you gotta go, George.
Keep waiting.
I told them about how you always used to do that cherry pie trick come holiday season. Cutting a hole in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's out of a movie, okay? I've never done that.
Not really a trick.
What, you think you're too important and fancy to sleep in a trailer in a floodplain now?
Huh? Well, no, I wouldn't mind sleeping in a trailer.
Listen to me, boy. We may have a dirt yard, but we have pride in our country, unlike you.
What do you mean by that? I have pride in our country.
Well, then you come see me, all right? We'll have fun. We'll have four-wheeler races. We can go swimming in the catfish pond.
A little cold for that.
We can take turns on my girlfriend.
What? No. No. I'm not doing any of that.
Of course, a couple of my kids ain't going to get a chance to meet you when you're out here.
Why is that?
Oh, the state has about half my kids now.
About half.
Yeah, now the other half I kept because they was the better meth cooks.
God.
So I just want to thank the great state of Texas for giving me Sophie's Choice on which kids to keep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fairly nice of them there.
That's really disturbing, Elmer Wayne.
By the way, Jub Jub, I want to blast the sheriff's department out here.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
For killing some of my dogs.
Well, that's terrible, but maybe they had it coming.
They killed over 100 of my dogs in the past 3 years.
100?
Yeah, they just don't understand. Pit bulls love being chained up in the front.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
They don't get it.
That's protection. They enjoy the employment.
I don't think so.
It's an honor to defend my castle. Now, I'll grant you I should have thought it through before I secured them each with only a cinder block and a chain.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I thought them were weight enough for them not to get away.
No, probably not.
They drug them concrete blocks all over the county, studding any bitch that could move.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Elmer?
Tearing the face off of 3 or 4 senior citizens over there in Kaufman County, but
jeez.
That ain't no reason to kill them, is it?
Well, I don't know. If they attack a human, I think that's what they do to them.
Oh, here you are. Siding with the humans.
Yeah, George.
You are citified.
Well, maybe so.
Hey, listen, old Jeb. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are you using your heart right about now?
Well, yes, of course I am.
Well, like all of it?
Well, yes. Well, you need a jump start or something? What's going on?
Well, no. The doc says I need a ventricle transplant.
Ooh.
And they said that you're a match.
I'm a match.
Okay, George.
How would they know that?
You can save my life right now. So I figured that while you was here, if you wouldn't mind, maybe I could get out my cutting kit and take a ventricle or two and graft it onto my own heart.
Yeah, you know, I'd mind maybe just a little bit. Yeah.
Come on, why are you being so stingy? I'd do the same for you.
Yeah.
If I wasn't in total organ failure.
Well, I'm sure there's another match or there's another procedure. There's got to be something else.
No, man, this is the only thing they can do. And I got to tell you, I got the best moonshine in the world that we can use as an anesthetic.
That doesn't sound great.
It's Christmas, boy. Give it to me.
No. And I'm not going to come see you either.
Well, in case you're making that your Christmas list for your kinfolk, I got what I want.
Hmm.
I know exactly what it is. A new one-hitter. My last wife got mine in the divorce, so.
Oh, yeah.
Write that down, George.
I need a new one hitter. I'm tired of smoking pot out of this Coors can.
Gosh. New one hitter. Okay.
I am country!
Why do you have to proclaim that?
He's out. Elmer Wayne out.